Good morning. I call this a special meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 10 a.m. on March 19th. I'm Julie Fedorchak. Also present with me are Randy Christman and Brian Crosius, so we have a quorum. I do not have any opening comments. Commissioner Christman, do you?
No, I don't.
All right. Commissioner Crosius, it is all up to you because this is your portfolio.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have one item to take care of. I move the Commission adopt the order on revised interim rates in Northern States Power Company 2021 electric rate increase, application case number PU-20-441.
Second.
On November 6th, 2020, Northern States Power Company filed a rate increase application with the Commission. On November 6th, 2020, XL, also known as Northern States Power, also filed an interim rate increase for electric service. They're entitled to do that by law. On December 16th, the Commission approved NSP's interim annual increase of $16.3 million for service rendered on or after January 5th, 2021. On March 15th, XL came back to the Commission, filed a request to reduce the interim rates to $13.3 million, versus the 16.3 on the interim rate increase request that they had filed previously. And this is based on a 2021 test year. The Commission's December 16th, 2020 order approved an interim rate increase, again, based on the old rates or the old request of $16.3 million. And on March 15th, 2021, when XL filed, they indicated that they would like to reduce the interim relief request from the 16.3 to the 13.3 million. It was due to an error in their calculation of fuel and purchase power costs for the test year. The change in interim rates during a winter month, and again, these are the rates that are in place. The ones that are in place now would be changed upon approval of this order. They would move from $6.63 down to $5.40 during the winter months. That's a change of $1.23 a month. And in the summer months, it would move from $7.99 to $6.50. That's a reduction of $1.49. Commission advocacy staff believes that XL's revised interim increase complies with North Dakota Century Code governing an interim rate increase and should be approved for service rendered on or after April 1st, 2021. In the event the interim rate amounts collected by XL are in excess of final rates approved by the Commission, XL is required to refund the excess under North Dakota Century Code, including interest at a rate to be determined by the Commission. So interim rates during the winter months, and this is for an average customer, or a customer with average usage, I should say, using 750 kilowatt hours, would be moved from the $6.63 down to the $5.40 per month. While the rate case is processed in the summer months, it would be $7.99, or it was. It'll move to $6.50. And I support the change, and we'll be voting yes on this.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And that concludes my portfolio, Madam Chair.
All righty. I do.
Before you adjourn.
Yes.
Since we returned to our normal seats, I have some stuff here. Does this stuff belong to either of you?
Me.
Okay. This is important commission business.
That should be on the record. Too. I don't need both of those. You don't ever have water up here?
I have this one. Oh. I like better.
This is bothersome. I don't know where that came from.
And then the more important thing, for our schedule for next Friday, we have some type of a meeting that we planned that was kind of to go up until our legislative meeting.
Okay.
And then the legislative meeting like normal at 11. I've run into a conflict. I'm going to need to leave the Capitol about 10:15 and won't get back to about 11:30.
Oh, sure.
So I don't know if we want to push one ahead and one back or move the first one to after the last one or if I just have to miss parts. But maybe you could look at your calendars and we could discuss, because we can do scheduling anytime.
Right.
Discuss it at the...
Do you want to wait or do you want to discuss it right now?
Either one works for me, but I just thought I'd give you a little warning. I hate to mess around after we set something, but this just came up.
Yeah, I see. I'm pretty flexible. You'd like to start the legislative discussion at 11:30, it sounds like?
That would be the best for me, yes.
That works for me. And you leave at 10?
About 10:15 would be my outside.
Okay. So would you want to start the other meeting at 8:30? That's the RTO technical conference planning.
If that works for both of you.
It does work for me. Brian, does that work for you? So we do an 8:30 technical conference meeting and an 11:30 legislative discussion.
Yes.
Actually, I would say 8:45 on the technical conference.
There is a 2313 Senate bill, which is, I think that's...
Yeah, that's committee work.
That's committee work, just as a note, if that matters at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
You probably need to be there.
Maybe start at 9. I think we can get a lot done, and they won't meet more than half an hour.
Well, actually, let's start at 9. If we don't get done...
We can do another one.
We don't get done on that subject.
But. Sure.
So that 9 works. O'clock and 11:30?
Sure.
Thank you both.
Works for me. All righty. With that, we are adjourned.